Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey announced the company will fund an independent project called Blue Sky to develop an, quote, open and decentralized standard for social media. He credited Stephen Wolfram and TechDirt's Mike Masnick for the inspiration. Twitter CTO Parag Agrawal will find a lead with experience in blockchain to put together a team for Blue Sky. Dorsey says Twitter's only direction for the project will be to either find a decentralized standard to help move forward or create one from scratch. Twitter would become a client of Blue Sky Standard, and Dorsey says it would let Twitter focus on recommendation algorithms that promote healthy conversation and force the company to become more innovative. He also says the current centralized approaches don't scale. Chrome 79 is out for Windows, Mac, Linux, Chrome OS, Android, and iOS. Among the new features are the integrated password checkup tool that checks hashes of your Chrome stored passwords against lists of leaked passwords, real-time blacklisting of malicious sites, predictive phishing protections for everyone, no more mixed content on HTTPS, tab freezing, which unloads all the tabs inactive for more than 5 minutes if you want, and back and forward button caching, so you don't have to reload a site every time you use the back or forward button. Google released Android 10 for Android TV with mostly security and performance improvements, but at the same time, Google released the ADT3 HDMI 2.1 dongle for developers. It's a full Android TV platform with a quad-core ARM Cortex A53 CPU, 2 gigabytes of DDR3 memory, and outputting 4K HDR at 60 frames per second. The device might be used in white-label devices for TV services or even provide a platform for a new Google-made Android TV device in 2020. ByteDance is launching a new music app separate from Douyin and TikTok. Resso is the name of the app. It's been installed 27,000 times through the end of November, according to Sensor Tower. Resso is being tested in India and Indonesia. It shows lyrics in real time while it plays music and lets users comment on songs. Users can also make GIFs and videos with music, just like on TikTok. Users who pay 119 rupees a month can download songs for offline play, and they don't have to listen to ads. Resso has deals with T-Series and Times Music in India right now. It does not yet have any deals with the big three, Warner, Universal, and Sony. YouTube announced it's expanding its anti-harassment policy. The policy now bans implied threats as well as direct threats, like holding a knife while criticizing someone. YouTube will now take into account a pattern of insults, even if one particular insult doesn't meet the criteria for banning. Insults based on race, gender expression, or sexual orientation are banned against anyone, not just other creators. And machine learning identification of comments to be reviewed by creators will be expanded. The New York Post and Reuters report that the U.S. Department of Justice will investigate Google's proposed acquisition of Fitbit as part of its wider antitrust investigation. Justice Department Antitrust Chief Mekhan Delrahim has previously said privacy concerns can play a part in antitrust analysis. Glassdoor's annual list of the best places to work in the United States is out, and for the first time in years, Google and Facebook are not in the top 10. Cloud computing software company HubSpot took the number one slot, while DocuSign took number three and Ultimate Software number eight. Former number ones Facebook fell to 23 and Google to 11. Apple was ranked 84th. Microsoft was one of the few tech companies to rise in the rankings, going from 34 to 21. Of the non-tech companies in the top five, Bain & Company was number two, In-N-Out Burger number four, and Salmon's Financial Group number five. An electric-powered seaplane in Vancouver has claimed the title of first commercial fully electric flight. Harbor Air and Magnex took a six-passenger DHC-2 de Havilland Beaver with a 750-horsepower Magna 500 propulsion system for a test flight. Harbor Air hopes to electrify its entire fleet by 2022. And finally, Microsoft Teams is the first Office app to come to Linux. Microsoft is releasing Teams in public preview for Linux in .deb and .rpm formats. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.